When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to hour two of our Down and Dirty Film Fest. I was going to say a P word, and I don't know what project Down and Dirty Film Fest. It is year 12. This is hour two. Welcome back, everybody. I thought it would be fun to go down memory lane a little bit because, again, this was a little unusual year where we really didn't get to see each other a lot. It's usually one of the hallmarks, so there aren't a ton of interactions between all of us. So I thought since this is 12, a good dozen, we'd look back at 12 years of this. And I want to start with Lori and Julia with this question. When we were in the trailer, because that was the first year,
Yes. When
we were in the trailer at the state fair, and they told us that we were going to be doing this thing called Project Down and Dirty, and that we were all going to live together in a little camper. Mm-hmm. Did you think we would be sitting here 12 years later doing basically the same thing?
No.
No, not at all.
But I'm so glad we are. You know, I really am.
Julia, do you feel
I was just going to say we've raised so much money for charities.
Yeah.
So that over 12 years, it's pretty amazing. And thanks to all of you guys. The very first year when this all started, I had little kids.
Yes.
So I thought, well, this is fun.
She was happy to get away, happy to get away. I always wanted to spend the night at the camp at the state fair. I wondered what went on.
She literally did.
So excited. It was a dream come true.
Well, I asked you two that question not only because, well, you two were one of the few that were there for year one, but also I have a very specific memory of Alexis and I walking by the double wide after the conclusion of that first one. And Lori looked at me and said, "This was such a success. You know the bosses are going to make us do this until the end of time."
Yes.
12 years later, here we are. That's right, 11 years later. Colleen and Bradley, you were there. Now, you guys had a weekend show, but you were there for year one. You were kind of like the reunion host. You were kind of like correspondents. If you could go back and redo one, because we always ask, what's your favorite? What's your least favorite? If you could go back and redo one for whatever reason, to do better at the competition, to experience heavy drinking at the after parties.
I hope not.
Not you, but yeah.
Okay, thank you.
What?
I drink for two.
That's right. What one would you love to redo?
Do you want to say it together?
Yeah.
Music.
For different reasons, though, right? What I interpreted that question to mean is like, which one do we get to do again?
Yeah, yes. For whatever reason. Yeah. Whether you were unhappy with your...
I feel like we both mean both. Right? Because
for different reasons.
Yeah. Like the musical, yes, because it was so fun.
Yeah.
Mall of America because it was so not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Explain why again.
So the musical was the most amazing night of my life up to that point, honestly. Like I've never tingled in that way before.
Wow.
Just like by that many other people. You had an... uncomfortable?
Steve's uncomfortable again.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Do you want me to show you the picture again?
The electricity in the room that night was something I will remember for the rest of my life, and I know everybody else who was on that stage felt the exact same way. So for that alone, I would go back and redo that. Obviously for the mall, because it was the most, you know, just sleep-deprived experience we've ever had.
I mean, sharing one bathroom, all of us sleeping in the old Ed Hardy store.
In the same bed.
In the same bed with each other.
Not all
of us. No shower. 4 days. I mean, confusion.
Couldn't leave the storefront without express permission, which was never given.
We left that. I remember because Bradley and I carpooled for many years, and we carpooled after that as well. We got into my little car, and we were like, what just happened? Did we just do that? Do we have to do this every year? I mean, that one was a hard one.
Oh, it was brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
So I'd like to redo that one and do it better.
Donna, you joined us a few years after it had begun. If you could be involved in one that you didn't get the chance to be involved with, which one would you like to do?
I think I almost said musical, but I'm going to say State Fair.
That first one?
Yeah, because it sounds like really rugged, and I'm with Lori. I kind of want to know what's going on in the middle of the night. And
she wants to meet carnies, let's be clear.
What'd you say? Oh, yes, well.
She wants to meet carnies. She likes a rough kind of guy.
She knows my type.
Oh, yeah. But honestly. But going
Steve,
to the bathroom.
Right? Am I right?
1,000%. She'd find a guy who worked at Tilt-A-Whirl at the Midway in the middle of the night. You look lonely. No, that can't happen. I can't have you do that. No. Steve, how about you?
I think I do. We were talking about this the other day. Rock show sounded so fun.
That was fun.
And just like the idea of you guys putting that together and then performing, and you had a killer crowd and the energy that was there. That sounds like that would have been a blast to be a part of.
And Dawn, you joined us on Rock Band. We were a few years into it. If you could go back and I never asked you this, and we're friends. I mean, I don't think I've ever asked you. Which one do you wish you could be a part of?
Probably musical, because I've done a few.
Yeah.
And it would just be fun. I know what you mean about that feeling you hadn't ever felt before, because the reason why I love theater is to be on stage with my friends in the moment, creating something. It's like magic. And when you're in a wall of sound together with your friends harmonizing, it's like a transcendental experience. It is. And that you are giving the audience something, and they're, if it's good, you know.
It was really good.
We were feel their energy, but it wasn't good.
What?
Yeah. Lori, Julia.
Okay, so I was a little offbeat on some of the dance numbers. Obviously, I slept with the director to get the job.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Lori, you and I were the absolute worst dancers. This is raw.
Single Ladies was the song.
I was like, I'm never going to learn this dance. Don't even try to teach it to me. I'm just going to do what Lori's doing. And of course, Lori was not doing it right, so I was just following her.
Lori and Julia, either one of you, which one, maybe because you want to do better at the particular challenge, maybe to re-experience a fun after night, which one would you love to redo? If a little witch came up to you, fell down from a tree, and said you could go back in time. That was a horrible witch imitation. Yeah. But I mean, yeah.
Well, musical or Camp Ripley?
Or Camp Ripley. Camp Ripley was
a blast.
And it was so different, and we experienced things we would never, ever experience, and we were all together. Yeah. That was so different.
Than anything. Lori, you and I were talking about that because you were a military kid, Alexis.
It was cool to learn everything
we did. It was exciting. And then you went and fell off that rope in the obstacle course.
And ruined it for us forever.
That was, a big bummer. But, I mean, we were having so much exciting fun.
It was really fun. I mean, we were in the barracks. We were in a broom closet.
Literally.
It was fun.
But to raise money for military families, that was really powerful. And then also to see them every day. The service is just incredible.
And then the famous house or whatever it is, it's on Camp Ripley, that heads of state, I don't know what it's called.
Valhalla.
Oh, my. Did we have fun with the boys in the military that night?
Wow.
OMG.
Surprise,
that was
surprise.
I'm looking at Julia.
They might have felt differently. But.
I was just going to say, Bradley, thank you for
that
saying
that. That was the epic Julia night, where Julia put on a performance.
Just for you.
True.
That nobody
Two
will
hours.
Ever see. Two hours of...
You hinted at this on the 20th anniversary broadcast. Mm-hmm. We did not... The morning show...
We didn't experience this.
You
but we experienced
end,
something
though.
The next morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because the part two of that... So you tell part one of Julia.
So Julia...
Left the party early.
I would say.
Left the party early with a headache.
Julie was overserved, and she performed. We actually had to swear each other to secrecy.
It was just you guys.
It was Colleen and myself and Marjorie. Lori was down further in the barracks with her headphones on, her makeup, and like all her nightwear, reading a book, like whatever, Julia. And meanwhile, Julie is jumping from bed to reenact her life story.
Including childbirth. That's all I'll say.
Including acting out childbirth. Meanwhile.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile.
That needs to be acted out every once in a while. I did it at Britney's show.
There was something about like a 747. I don't know. Marjorie and I and Colleen have never laughed so hard in our lives to this day. We just have to.
That was free. Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I think there was a cost associated somehow. But. Yeah.
But then the finale.
The finale is this. And y'all are lucky you're here because I'm lucky that I brought the iPad. Julia.
I hate this already. What is it?
So we're on the air. We're on the air. Don't show yet. We're on the air doing the morning show. And at about 7 o'clock in the morning, Julia, like, stumbles in. Like, you know, there's that little man in Twin Peaks who walks backwards. And Julia just kind of slinks in. And Lex and I are facing the door. And Lex goes, Julia's here. Julia's here. And she's just kind of walking in and, like, dancing slowly. And she literally looked at us and she goes, what are you guys doing? And Lex goes, we're doing our show. And she goes, she went like this. She goes, okay. And she just handed us a piece. So I recorded it, and I have a still frame. I have Julia. That's Julia that morning. I'm showing the audience. Just. It was that morning.
Oh, my God.
There
gosh.
She is.
Julia, around.
And my favorite part is you walked in, you said, okay, I'm going back to bed, and you turned right back around and went back to bed. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. Oh. More memories from 12 years of Project Down and Dirty when we come back. Back in a moment. And welcome back, everybody, to our Project Down and Dirty Film Fest reunion here at the Shops of the West End. Hey, before we go any farther, we want to give some thanks to some folks who make this possible, who you don't always hear about. And I'm going to start in an unusual place, and that is, you know, 12 years is a long time, and these Project Down and Dirties are a long time, and they're a long commitment. And I'm not talking about just us, but all of our families who have to be very understanding, especially, you know, over 12 years, a lot of our family that you see up here have had families and have raised kids. And I've always said, I always feel for the moms because they have to leave their kids for 3, 4, and now, because B. Arthur is evil, a month. And so I just want to give a round of applause and appreciation to all of our families for being very understanding. Significant others, husbands, wives, people that fill in the gap while we're away trying to make y'all laugh for that week. And also our behind-the-scenes folks, where I say it every year, we're the most conspicuous members of a team. We walk in and everything's done for us. And the real people who work real hard, our engineering staff, our promotional staff, let's hand it, hear it for them. Pat and Mike and Adam. Pat and Kristen and Brooke and Jess, you talk about, and even B. Arthur, and I'm glad she's not around because I'm going to be nice for like 2 seconds here. But Brooke and Jess, you hear, I think all the shows talk about them. They're our promotions directors, but more than that, good God in heaven. This time of year, they go from literally one huge event to the other without stopping. Yes, there are months apart from these events for all of you and us, but there isn't any time separated for Brooke and Jess and Amy who put this together. We go from Pride to Kitty Festival to this, and
to then the State Fair.
The State Fair. I always knew I was missing one.
A big one.
Sorry, Don. Sorry, Don.
The State Fair.
Yeah. To this, and then a Bids for Kids is coming up, and
So Brooke and Jess, I want the loudest applause for them because they're just amazing. More thanks a little bit later, but back to the fun. We're looking back at 12 years of Project Down and Dirties because as
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Laura and I were just talking. You know, this was a great one. This was a fun one, challenging one for a variety of reasons. But the only thing missing is we didn't really get to spend a lot of time with each other, right, Lori? And it just
no
that's...
dry wet wubs.
No,
remember from last year?
No,
we at least had one night together. At the
I know
squirrel.
At the VFW or at the Busted Nut. We hung out last year at the Busted Nut bar. Insert your own joke there. But Steve, that wasn't a reference. You're fine. You're fine. Yeah. Okay.
Just
do one
bar.
More sign of the cross and you're good there, Steve. That's good, yeah. Okay, I want to do a game called First Thing. I'm going to go down the row, and I'm going to mention a project down and dirty, and you tell me the first thing that pops in your mind, okay? And Holly, we're going to begin with you. You ready?
Okay.
Construction.
Dirt.
This game's gonna go great. Okay. If the rest of you can give me more words, that would be wonderful.
Okay. That's what
you did say one word.
I did say one word. The first thing that comes to your mind.
Oh, okay.
A story, an event.
Sure. Okay. Heavy metal destruction. Watching the climax of Project Down and Dirty Construction with Don and Kenny, and the sheer excitement of watching the Bobcats lift the cars up above and then smashing. I mean, it is a primal thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is exciting. Yes.
Colleen.
Yes.
A little talked about one. We rarely, when we do these types of things, Zoo.
I didn't do this, but I think people had to clean out a very dirty area, and I am just full of gratitude that we did not. Was it the tarpon?
The taper pit.
We had to do that.
Taper pit.
Tapers.
I needed
a tarp.
Animals that like poop in their bathtub.
Yeah.
And then we had to drain the bathtub.
And thankfully.
And clean it.
We just had to cut up animals for the snakes and the other things.
Oh.
Oh, I don't want to say it out loud, Bradley. Mice and baby chicks, I said it. Sorry about that.
Way to go, Bradley.
They were already dead.
Yeah.
That didn't make it better, did it?
Steve is once again mortified.
It's the circle of life, man.
No. Okay, we're going to move on quickly. Thanks, Colleen. Hey, Bradley.
I'm tired.
Hi,
Bradley. Art.
Oh, God. I forget about all of these.
Well, that's why,
so many of them. Art was just fire. I remember, okay, so I'm starting with Holly's, and then I'm going to move into actually sharing some, like, a thought. But the word was fire because we got to do this molten casting. I forget what it's even called, just casting, right? Yeah. And, like, the entire process, we got to wear, like, Mars suits. Like, I imagine if people ever go to Mars, they're going to have to wear outfits like this, where you can't really, like, hear anybody or see when I go to Mars. Yeah. And I couldn't really see much of anything. People had to lead us around, but we got to carry around, like, molten metal and turn it into, like, beautiful works of art. It's that kind of stuff I love about Project Down Dirty, because when in a million years would I ever get to do that?
Yeah. Now, Rocco, I know you've only been involved as a talent for one or two, but you've been around the station, you've done promos, you've helped us out.
Yes.
So I'm going to say musical.
Okay, want to hear? Regret. Because I was just behind the scenes. I didn't have to be part of it. I went to the Boundary Waters on vacation and never saw it.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know, I was like, well, I made all the, I made everything I needed to do. I said, it's all ready to go. Knock yourselves out.
Do you go anywhere else with the boundary lines?
Yeah. And that's just it. Amy sometimes gets mad at me. Like every year, I'm like, when's Project Down and Dirty? What? That's when we're doing the boundary lines.
Okay. Then I'll switch it. Rocco?
Yes.
Radio play.
Okay, you know what? Gratitude, because I think I was invited to be part of it. And I was like, yes, I'm finally part of this thing. I'm no longer behind the scenes guy. I'm like part of it. Thank you. Gratitude.
There we go. Steve Patterson. Comedy. Softball. Softball.
Mortgage payment. You know what I do remember most about that is is the audience. So, you know, we did improv comedy. We did a tight 3-minute stand-up comedy set as well. And I remember
tight.
That night walking away thinking, people have asked like, oh, would you ever do stand-up again? And I always say no, because I said the advantage that we had that night, 2,000 people who were expecting and ready to laugh and were totally on our side, was the greatest room to do improv comedy in or stand-up comedy. So that crowd, I'll never forget. That was so fun.
Donna Valentine, Rock Band.
Oh, I loved Rock Band. That was so much fun. Again, that was an early Project Down and Dirty for me, and I remember being at Myth, and I've been to Myth many, many times, introducing many, many country artists on stage, and I looked out, and the place was completely packed, and I turned around, I went back in the curtain, I go, who do they think is here?
You did do that.
Tell them. Yeah, I had no idea that my talkers were so supportive of these types of performances. And
we have 1 minute left. I'm going to go out of order here. Lex, I'm going to go to you.
Yes.
Zoo.
Oh, yeah. I knew you were going to say this, too. Well, seeing the animals and doing snail conservation. There was a tunnel that we had to walk along, and we had to clean this box at the end of it because there was all this algae and stuff in a pond. And they were like, don't worry. You know, I'm 5'5", so I'm short. They're like, hey, don't worry. When you get down there, you'll be able to reach. Okay, no problem. We get down there. We clean it. I couldn't reach.
And pause, because there's a cliffhanger. That's a cliffhanger. Something happened that changed our friendship. You'll find out what
we
it
got
is.
Closer.
We did. We'll be right back right after this. Reunion. This is Film Fest. Again, we want to say thanks to David at First Equity for presenting the entire PD&D. He's such a good guy. I don't care what we do, he'll slap his logo and help us out. So thank you to David. Yeah. He's a good man. Best there is, man. Most of us have used him. So truly, even B. Arthur. Okay, we're back. Year 12, 12 years of memories, drama, fun, drinking, dancing. That's it, Steve. Don't worry. I'm not going to listen to anything else. So we're going to play. We're playing a little game called, I call it First Thing. You're going to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind about a project down and dirty that you were involved with or knew about. And Alexis, you continue the story. I said zoo for you.
Yeah, snail conservation gone wrong.
Yeah.
So I had to walk down this tube, clean off this box at the end. We had brooms, remember all that? There was all this algae on there. And when we came back, they said, don't worry, you can just get in the water. You'll be tall enough. You can walk back, no big deal. Well, your girl gets in the water. Now think about this. We have waders on that are, you know, up to our like waist here, right, with the suspenders. And I dip into the water, and I can't touch. Luckily, you're like, how tall? You're like 6'2"?
I'm 6'2",
okay,
yeah.
So Jason's like, no problem. He's walking. I'm panicking, thinking, I can swim, but we know that, well, we also didn't know that there were turtles in there also.
Snapping turtles.
Because this is a
giant, pond. No, and we're not even being funny. Months later, they told us.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, well, there was that too. But it's not the clearest water, so I'm thinking I can't see. It's murky. And so I just grab onto Jason, like, Superman's cape. Like, I am just holding on and trying to kick to help you with momentum, but I'm actually weighing you down because my weight is making you sink into the dirt even more. And then you're screaming. I'm like, oh my God. Then the water starts rushing into my waders. Like, it turns into a wet environment, and I have jeans on, and the whole time I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like, this is terrible, because then it's going to make me heavier while you're trying to pull me. Then, you know, I'm holding on, and I just...
We start laughing.
We can't
because
stop.
Because I'm screaming. I'm like, I'm sinking, and you're weighing me down.
We're in the
and
pond, water's
we're going
gushing.
Down, and she's like, I'm wet, and I'm like, I don't care, yes. We're sinking. And then we start laughing as we do, and then
oh.
I hear the words you never want to hear from a friend hanging on your back.
I just peed on you. Now, I had waders on and my jeans, and you're pulling me through the water, and then I say this, and then we're dying even more. Like, we just can't control ourselves. It's just... We were probably in there a good 20 minutes just trying to get our bodies out of the water.
Yeah.
Then we get to the shoreline. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a pee-pee stain on my jeans. And this is going to be very embarrassing because remember, those zoologists were really hot.
They were very
attractive.
They were attractive.
Really great at their job and very good looking. And I thought, oh, they're going to see my pee-pee jeans. This is not cute. No one wants to, that.
But
luckily, the water had gushed everywhere. So I just had soaked jeans. And I felt really bad because we had to give him back to Matt, remember?
We had to give
him back.
Because
he was my height, so I had to wear his waders. But, I mean, I think it cleaned out okay. And, you know, I'm sure he's done it a few times himself, uh-huh. So.
It was the frightening thing 3 months later. It
yes.
came up again, and someone said to us, legit, we were talking about it, and he goes, oh, yeah, there are huge snapping turtles in that lake. And Lex and
what?
I looked at each other like, who the hell didn't tell us? Like,
no.
We would never have gotten in that.
They led with, like, we're saving
Dawn
snails,
would never
everybody.
Have gotten in.
Oh, yeah. Dawn yeah. was on her way to Texas.
Yeah.
For
Dawn,
the other zoo.
Comedy.
Oh. Comedy. Oh. I already said this on the show today. Check of my ego. Yeah, I really wanted to do stand-up, and I didn't get to do it because it's something that I do occasionally, and I was like, oh, I don't get to do that. I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But other than that, I loved improv-ing with everybody. Like, that was so much fun, and I have experience in that as well. So, yeah, I had a great time. Steve went too long, so
what?
One of the skits I was in was cut. So,
how do you feel now, Steve?
Thank
I missed
you.
The second part, yeah. But I knew it was about me.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's yeah. fine.
Did
you were so
long?
Hilarious. I said he could go on the road with that act tomorrow.
But I would never, because the crowd would never be as welcoming and supportive as that was a
That's
magical
true.
Night. It really was,
that is true.
Lori.
That is true. You're not that funny, Lori says.
Yeah.
You hear that? Lori,
hey,
come on.
That's
great.
Sorry.
Lori.
Yes.
Restaurant.
Oh, I love the restaurant. It was so much fun.
Oh,
it was
me too.
So zen. They got me right away. We made Donnie do all of the icky jobs, like stirring the oats to make the beer in the barley pot. And then the restaurant manager, he like took one look at me and he's like, you're going to be the drink maitre d'. You don't need to wait on anybody or serve anybody. Just or encourage people's drinking.
Yeah.
So I loved
that's not-
it.
That's,
we had a different
that's not
version.
Actually accurate,
I know,
but that's
but
okay.
It's, I love
because
what, it's always
Lori,
good.
I own a restaurant, and there is no such thing as a drink maitre d'.
That's what I was.
It means get her out of the kitchen.
And we the Arthur fun. Can confirm that was not a job for you.
But that's what the manager of the restaurant tried. And we
Jason,
stayed.
Donna said that's code for get her out of the kitchen. Is that
yeah.
right?
No, that was code for... And
Jason was so mad that he didn't get the drink maitre d' job because
no,
he was actually working.
No, let's be clear.
It's a new title.
We were all, this was, all of us were running, right,
running
guys?
Running like
running.
Crazy.
And Lori's, so was I getting.
Lori's posing. Look at my lovely
Lori's
legs.
Posing for pictures at the bar.
Would you get two more drinks? Okay.
Yeah.
Tell them.
But we stayed in a fun hotel and we got to go out at Bunkers and
no,
other
we had fun,
fun
at. Up we, at your building.
We had fun at your... That was a fun group
it
thing.
Was.
Yeah.
It was very zen, and I did really appreciate my drink maitre d' position.
Julia.
What's left?
Mall.
Oh, hated it.
But what pops to your mind?
Donnie throwing me under the bus for not getting Miss Congeniality.
Oh, that's right.
It bothered
oh,
me.
Oh, my 10 years later.
So...
I've heard about this. I can't believe it bothered me so much. And Bradley got it instead. And I made...
No, Colleen!
Got it. You got it.
No, I didn't know.
It was Bradley.
You know
Lee.
I asked
Which one of you?
I'm not a part of this. Take me out of your narrative.
I felt like I literally went out of my way to make sure everyone was comfortable because you guys were right in the store with us. There was a sheet between where we slept, where we broadcast, and you guys. And so I was like going out of my way to the audience, make sure everyone's comfortable, serving cupcakes, and doing all this. And I really thought I worked hard. And then Donnie
voted against us for a different island.
No, we get to the end, and
it's a tie.
And like literally, they're like, and Miss Congeniality, Colleen, and Julia. It's like, no,
I was,
and we all are like,
oh. I worked so hard to be Miss Congeniality.
I will go
I was
back.
Like, would Miss Congeniality really, throw a hissy fit right now?
You were robbed.
I was robbed, Ashley. But the other thing robbed. Is, we were so sleep deprived, didn't matter.
No.
Anything would have upset
but
me.
So then I come into work the next day because this was awkward. We didn't end at the end of the week. We ended at the middle of the week, so that we'd still go to work the next day. So I go in and I go into B. Arthur's office and I go, I don't know what I get for being Miss Congeniality, but I want to just give it up and give it to Julia because it was really important to her. And Amy goes, you don't get anything. It's a pretend award.
I swear you gave me something silly though, B. Arthur.
Can I just say that there is nothing that defines irony better than someone losing the Miss Congeniality Award and having a temper tantrum.
Yes! Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, remember?
The one thing that I remember is that we were all kind of sitting like in a circle.
And we
all had to vote. And you were mean-mugging all of us. You were like... You know who you should vote for, right, Alexis?
Team. And Donnie votes off.
And he voted for Colleen. I died. Okay.
I
just remember one thing. We were eating like crackers or something or chips. And I'm like,
all right, I'm not.
And there was like crumbs on the floor. And I went to go pick them up. You're like, no. I got it, Alexis. I can do it. And you took the little broom and hold on, Alexis. I'm like right here. I'm like, no, I can pick up the cracker. I dropped it. I can do it.
No.
Let me.
Julia got us wine.
She got us wine.
I took care of everyone.
You got us wine.
I cleaned. I thought I...
It was a survival. We quit not doing a that.
And the dustpan.
We quit doing that.
That's true.
After that.
That's true.
I don't really know what's funnier. And Lori and Julia have my heart. I don't know what's funnier, Julia still being defensive about this 10 years later, or the fact that Lori is almost more mad than Julia is.
We were betrayed by Donnie Love.
She came in the next day to work, and I was in the... This is when we were doing 9 to noon, I was there for prep. I'm, like, working busily, and she comes in, and she sits down, and she goes, Julia was robbed.
That's what you want from your teammate, right?
I'm like, it's over. It's not a thing.
Meanwhile, we're all trying to get in with our therapist because we're still traumatized by the entire experience.
It's so good. More memories, more fun. And a little bit later, we're going to ask the shows if there's something all of you, maybe a little sentimental thing that they all secretly put in their movie that you all should watch out for. We'll ask that. So you guys think about that. What should the audience look for at tonight's Film Fest? That and more when we come back. Back in a moment. Well, welcome back. Our last few moments, got a couple of minutes left. More than that. Our reunion 2022 Project Donna Dirty Film Fest. We're playing First Thing, 12 Years of Memories. Grant is a little newer, just like the rest, but the last year was your first one, right? Were you there?
Yeah, my first one to be a part of. I ran the board for the radio one, but yes, that last year is my first one.
So when you think of construction, your first one, your first dip in the water, what comes to mind?
Two things. The busted nut, which was a great night out. You know, me, you, Lex, Lori, Julia, we went out and we had a lot of laughs that night.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of hope that some of these future ones, we can start doing some more together kind of stuff.
We made a lot of friends at the American Legion, didn't we there?
We ended up at the Legion, yes. It was a great night. But the one thing I remember the most was, you know, I'm sitting in there, and this was, you know, fun for me. I grew up kind of playing with equipment most of my life, and so I was just a kid in a candy store, and I was hanging out with Julia. And, you know, if you guys remember, we would always communicate with our instructor, and, like, by the end of it, hers was more of a therapist than an actual instructor, because she was having so many, like, panic moments, and, you know, your instructor, it's okay, it's okay. I mean, and I can hear this whole conversation, and I'm just sitting there doing my thing, and Julia's panicking and having fun at the same time. And
boy,
your back.
Yes.
Remember, your back was hurting. That was the big thing.
I did.
Their back
did.
Was hurting. So
thank you for recovering.
But the instructor definitely was more of a therapist slash doctor to Julia the whole time. So
oh wow, look who's the common denominator here.
That's true.
Won't it be sad if I leave?
I have a question about construction with everybody here. When I'm on the road and I see an excavator or any, I go always to MC, I go, I can drive that.
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
I say it every time. I go, I know how to drive that. And then I go through the motions of the stick shift and what you do. I'm scooping Holly, right? We had a very similar excavator experience together.
Yes.
It was very fun. We were like machines. We became the machine.
No. Yes.
Scooping dirt, putting it on the pile, going back. It was so fun.
Oh, it was just like raw, unadulterated power.
That's right. And then Kenny was just bulldozing stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
He was having a great time.
Kenny
I'm
was
so
a yoga
glad.
There. He was in all of his glory.
Yes.
Well, let's go back to modern times, to this year, Film Fest. And we want to know, for folks that will eventually watch it, because we'll make them available on Monday, and for all of you folks that are actually here for the Film Fest, is there something or some things in the film, we're talking about the layers, that people should watch out for? Because it's going to go so quick. I mean, 9-10 minutes. Bradley and Colleen, we'll start with you.
I mean, the whole thing is an Easter egg, honestly. And it'll make more sense. I don't want to give it away, but the whole thing really is truly an Easter egg. That said, am I forgetting any specific Easter eggs that we planted?
But there is an egg.
Yeah. Yeah. There's an actual egg.
Yeah, the whole thing is an Easter egg.
Yeah.
Literally.
I think that's, without saying something.
Okay.
But saying something.
Yeah, we want to keep the surprise. Donna and Steve?
I mean, same. We, you know, a lot of Easter eggs. I will say this. So one of the last things, we thought we'd kind of put it to bed, and I got a text at like 11 on Wednesday night or whatever, and they're like, oh, we need a closing song. Can you write a closing song? And I'm like, oh, okay. And I did. I scratched it out, and they love it. I love it. It's going to be... I'm just afraid that you guys are going to give us like a 7-minute standing ovation, blah, blah. Nobody's going to hear the song.
Yes.
So I just wanted to just say, you know, just give a little listen to the song. I put a little work into it.
We did talk about that too. Like, I don't think we accounted for how much laughter there's going to be.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, like, so we might have to show the films twice. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Or everybody that's here, you should just go ahead and pay the $10 to watch it. You know, it's $10. It all goes to charity. And you can watch it again.
Good idea.
Lori and Julia?
Well, the ending of our movie...
It's fun.
...is very fun. And then the Easter eggs are your delightful stars all the way through the movie. Okay? Pure joy is coming your way.
Oh,
you're over. You scare me. I'm panicked. Lori is just...
Wait till you hear our title. It'll explain everything.
Yeah, that's well said. Yeah, 100%. The title says it all.
Couldn't love you two more. Okay, Alexis.
Let's see. Well, there's some wardrobe kind of fun things. I wear a bolero in one of the scenes, and that was actually owned by my grandma. And it was from the 80s, so that's really fun and a little touchstone to my grandma, Marilis. The other thing, you know, one of the requirements for our films were creepy dolls. So the creepy dolls that you see are my dolls, but also you get two dolls in ours.
Wait.
And you'll recognize one of them.
Those are your dolls?
Yes.
That.
Oh, God.
Actually, here's the fun fact about these dolls. Here's the fun fact. Most of them were gifted by my talkers.
Yeah.
So, yes, we keep them for... they live in a bin in my art room.
Oh, okay.
So they don't live, Alexis. They're not alive.
They slumber. In a bin. Jace, you have something special, too, that you wore in our film.
Yeah, as Dawn said, and again, compliment to Dawn, she wrote ours, and or a story inspired by Dawn McClain, we're now legally supposed to say, but a huge compliment to Dawn. There's just a lot of layers, and yeah, we're three people. Each of us play three different characters, and two of the characters I'm wearing a very special hat that was given to me in Dallas, and so it's a really special hat that I wear that you can see, and and then Alexis wears a wig. I want to give a shout out to Maxie, one of the best drag queens, which right there can tell you what Alexis looks like. But Maxie crafted Alexis a wig the size of Julia. Like, it's like, it's tall. When you see Alexis, every time I had trouble the first day, Dawn was still in Europe and it was just the two of us shooting. And I had trouble looking at her because it was just so ridiculous to see Alexis in this this giant wig. So it's
thank
pretty
you for
special.
Getting thank it. Yeah, Maxie, it's its own character. Yeah, Maxie did an awesome job.
Yeah, yeah. Some closing thoughts before we go. We want to say thank you again to our crew, to the engineers, to Brooke and Jess, and the fine folks at the Twin Cities Film Fest. Let's give them a round of applause.
Can we give a special shout out to Mike, who's back at the station?
Yes.
And Mike, I believe Jason was working with you guys. You know, we had some technical difficulties, and Mike and Jason handled it like pros. They are the guys who are keeping us on the air, who allowed for us to be broadcasting today. So, yeah.
Yeah, and
thank you.
I'm so glad you said that, because the thing of it is, they are barely real employees. Like, they've barely gone through HR. That's how new they are. Yeah. And they're doing such a good job. Amazing. They don't even have real name badges yet. They have temporary badges. And they've quite literally kept us on the air. So, yeah.
And again, she's standing here, so I'm legally obligated to be nice to her. B. Arthur for working long hours and keeping us going. That's right. Our engineers over there, Mike and Adam. Woo! I was going to thank Pat, our videographer, but he managed to turn around the video of me falling this morning a little too fast. So, thanks, Pat.
Slow motion for me.
Yeah,
slow motion
Pat.
For me.
And once again, none of this, B. Arthur included, they're right back here. One of them is. I don't know where Jess is, but the women, we are a station primarily run by women. Amy and Sonia, our sales manager, who's here. And where is she? Back there, Sonia, right there, our sales team.
Yeah, for finding matching donations and sponsors for all of our teams.
That's all Sonia.
Our dresses, everything.
Girl,
food.
She could sell bologna to Oscar Mayer. So, I mean, that's, But Brooke and Jess, Brooke, come out here. Brooke, come out here, Brooke. Give it up for Brooke and Jess. What? Right there, Jess. That's Brooke. And this is Jess right here. And my favorite thing is, and we told this story on the show this morning, Brooke is to the point where they're so tired that the Emperor came up to Brooke a couple of days ago and said, can we have a big meeting on Monday for the next big project? And Brooke goes, no. No. We're napping for a couple days. And Brooke is so nice that saying no is a big deal. And let's hear it for the My Talkers, our colleagues here. Colleen, Bradley, Holly, Donna, Steve, and DJ Rock Lobster. And there are Snow Whites, the ones that started it all, Lori and Julia and Grant. And from Jason and Alexis in the morning, Jason, Alexis, and Dawn McClain. Thanks for listening, everybody.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me October 4th for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms.